Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
This is John Gann, and I am the creator of the DC Drive-In at Union Market.
And it is returning May 13th through October 14th. A bunch of great movies here. Can't wait to talk about them with you. But first, overview, big picture stuff. What year are we in now?
This is the 10th year. Can you believe it?
No. Oh, my God. Really?
I know. It's amazing.
In my mind, I would have said like 5 to 7, but I guess the pandemic has thrown off my math.
Threw it off. But even through the pandemic, we were showing movies. So right. It's been great. So, yeah, it's our 10th season. Really excited. We have some new films we haven't shown before. We have some classics we've showed throughout the years that people seem to really love. It's, you know, everything is for the family. It's all open caption, so anyone can enjoy them. The sound is transmitted through your FM radio in your car, so you can hear really well. It's a great evening.
How much has it grown over the 10 years, either in crowd size or just in, you know, you fine tuning the operation so that, you know, I'm sure it was probably hectic the first year trying to pull this off.
Yeah, the first year had a lot of challenges, but quite honestly, we've sold out almost every show for all 9 years so far. So we're expecting to do that again this year. Because pandemic restrictions are all been removed, we will have a full parking lot of 175 cars, which is great. The market will be open at least through the beginning of each show. So there's plenty of time to get dinner and snacks and ice cream and all kinds of great stuff to eat. And we've sort of expanded the picnic area a little bit. So if you don't want to drive and you want to ride a bike, or you just want to walk on over from Metro, there's plenty of places to picnic so you can watch it.
Awesome. And then, remind us, you already mentioned it a little bit, but how exactly it's projected, like there's a giant screen above the actual market.
Yeah. So Union Market is blessed with this fantastic 3-story tall white brick wall. And so we've been projecting the movies against the white wall for all this time. We use a fantastic state of the art laser projector. We have some great speakers out front for those who don't have cars with them. But you know, the sound is great. The picture is fantastic. We try our best to really bring the best movie experience we can.
And you can get food and stuff and all that in the market. Like, the market stays open until what? Until showtime starts or even after or what?
With some of the later movies that begin at 9 o'clock, the market will close about the time the movie begins. But for the most part, while you're parking your car and getting queued up, the market is open. Both Union Market and La Concecha, which is the Latin market around the corner. And there's plenty of other restaurants there in that Union Market area now. So lots of food to choose from. I've actually seen people actually order food delivered to them, which is fantastic.
That's awesome that they do that. All right. Well, without further ado, let's hit the movie lineup. So it all kicks off Friday, May 13th with Space Jam, the Michael Jordan version. You know, I guess LeBron James did a remake, what was it, last summer or something? But no, this is the OG. So talk about why you're kicking it off with Space Jam, Bugs Bunny, Michael Jordan. Gotta love it.
Sure. Space Jam is a classic. I mean, it's a great family movie. Kids love it. Adults love it. It's funny. It's timeless. And it shows really, really well at the market. So that's why they chose it for our kickoff movie this year.
And kids still, even this generation, they still all know the Looney Tunes and all that stuff.
I would hope so.
I hope so.
I hope I'm not that old.
I would feel ancient if I'm sure you would agree if they were like, who's that? I'm like, that's Michael Jordan. Awesome. And then it continues on Friday, June 10th with In the Heights, one of my favorite movies from last year. I actually thought it got really good reviews, both critics and audiences, when it came out. I loved it. To me, it was like the perfect summer movie last year. And then it got completely dogged and unfairly lost in the Oscar season. You know, all the love went to Spielberg's West Side Story. And I'm sitting here saying, come on, where's In the Heights? I loved In the Heights.
Yeah, The Heights is a great movie to watch on a big screen. I mean, there's so much going on in the background. The dancing's fantastic. And I think it would look great there at the market. Of course, with, you know, loud music, it'd be a great place to dance too. I'm expecting a lot of people to show up and dance and sing along.
And remind them who wrote it before Hamilton.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, of course.
Yeah, everybody's coming. If you didn't see the movie version, you might have seen the Broadway version. If you didn't see the movie, check it out. I thought it was so much fun. All right. And then it continues July 8th with a classic coming of age, you know, John Hughes era 80s movie, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Why would we go with Ferris?
I think they picked Ferris because I think we showed that our first year. We've shown it a few times at the market over the years, but it always does well. People love it. It's a classic movie. Usually people come, some people come with really classic cars. We've had a few people come out with the Porsche convertibles in the past. And it's just, it's a great movie. Lots of people know the lines and start yelling them. And it's just a lot of fun.
Yes, the same Bueller to the Union Market screen. all right. And then it continues with another 80s classic we all love. Dirty Dancing will be on Friday, August 12th. I mean, every time I'm like, why'd you pick this? I mean, it's obvious. It's a classic, but I need sound bites. So why would we go with Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dancing is a classic. It's a lot of fun. It's a romantic movie. There's a lot of people who have a lot of great summer memories about seeing Dirty Dancing in either a drive-in or a movie theater. And I think that it's a lot of nostalgia.
Have you seen in past, have you screened it in past?
Yeah, we've shown Dirty Dancing.
When you do it in past screenings, have people got out and tried to do the famous, you know, Swayze lift?
Of course. Of course people try to dance. That's part of the fun. I mean, part of the fun of going to the drive-in in general is just to interact and have a good time. So dancing, singing, you know, yelling out lines, it's all part of the experience. And it's part of what makes it a fun communal time.
Yeah. If you try the lift, just make sure you have some friends around you to catch you. We don't want anyone face planting on the car.
Yeah. Or on the asphalt. Oof.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And then the penultimate one, September 9th, will be, which I thought was one of the most fun little animated movies in a while. We can talk about Bruno here for Encanto. Why'd we go with Encanto?
Oh, you know, we always try to show something new. And Encanto will have just been released for drive-ins this summer. So we're looking forward to showing it. I think everyone has seen it on a small screen. So to see it on a big screen, I think will bring a completely different dimension to the film.
That's a good point. Yeah, we all watched it on Disney Plus, but to have Encanto out on the, you know, out on the big screen and talk, and real quick, just so I have another soundbite, talk about how cool the music is in this.
The music of Encanto is fantastic. It's easy to sing along. It's a lot of fun. It's got, you know, lots of fantastic Latin rhythms, and it's a fun movie on lots of levels, both for kids and adults.
Love it. And that'll be fun. And then to close it all out in October, Friday, October 14th, the weather will be starting to cool down a little bit, maybe some fall, you know, leaves starting to change around then. And a perfect way to close it out with the mega blockbuster Marvel's Black Panther. Why do we close it out with this one? And of course, yeah, it's a saying we continue to mourn and say goodbye to Chadwick Boseman every time we watch this thing.
You know, Black Panther always does well at the market. I think this is the third time we've shown it. We always sell out right away for it. People just love it. It's a fun movie to watch. It's fun to watch on a big screen. You know, in the middle of October, it's going to be kind of cool. It'd be nice to sort of cuddle up in your car. It's a fun one.
It always fascinates me, like which movies become, you know, drive-in or even like outdoor movies where they set up the inflatable screens, whatever, around town, like which movies, you know, there's always, you know, your ETs and your Jurassic Parks and Jaws and stuff like that, the classics that we know are going to play well. But then fascinating that when a new movie comes out, I can almost earmark it. I'm like, you know what, Black Panther, that's going to, like 50 years from now, people will still be showing Black Panther. I mean, do you agree?
Oh, I agree. It's a fun movie on lots of different levels. And I think that one of the reasons it works so well is because it relates to so many people in so many different ways. So I'm excited to bring that back to the market. I think it always does well. People love it. Always brings a great crowd. So yeah, that'd be exciting.
Awesome. Well, it's six great movies. And I guess just before we run, I like to end with speak directly to our listeners. Like, you know, hey, everyone, come on out. You're going to have a good time. You know, just pretend I'm not even here. Just talk directly to them and say, come on out. It's going to be fun.
Sure. So we're really excited about this 10th year of the drive-in. It's going to be an incredible season with incredible films from that are new or from past seasons. The market is open and has lots of fantastic foods to eat. Some new restaurants, new ice cream places. So there's lots to nibble on while you're watching your movie. It's a fun experience. It's something that has truly become a summer institution here in DC, and we're excited to bring it.
And it's still the only drive-in in actual DC proper, right?
It is still the only drive-in in DC proper, right? I think this summer, definitely. I know that last year or during lockdown, the city was doing something at RFK, but I believe this summer it's the only outdoor drive-in movie.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you have to drive out to Benji's near Baltimore in Maryland or down to Stephen City, Virginia in Virginia. But that's like, you know, an hour plus drive. So DC, this is the only place you can do it right in the heart of the city. So it's fantastic. Yep. Awesome. John Gann, appreciate it every time. Thanks for coming on and previewing the lineup. You picked some great movies again.
Thank you very much.